The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Nun, today's Daf is being studied. La'ilu Nishmat, Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Tzara, Bemarat Zekinati, Yafab Bat Tzara, Ve La'ilu Nishmat, Avram Ben Esther, Ve Hakam Siyon Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihem, Began Aiden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied, Lerfuah Shalema, Moshe Medina, Sarah bat Rachel and Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel. Enna refana lahem, enna refana lahem, enna refana lahem. Fata nefesh urfuat aguf, urfuatam kerubal abo vechen yirasum en omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Tet Amud Sheni, and we start three lines from the bottom. Hahu gavra dezavin lenichse adata lemesak leeres Yisrael. There was a fellow. He was selling his property with the kavana that he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. But at the time that he sold his property, he didn't say anything. He, in his kavana, that was his mind, that was his intention. He was selling it because he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't stipulate it, he didn't say it. At the end of the day, something happened and he wasn't able to move to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rava, Have devarim shebalev, udvarim shebalev, enam devarim. This is considered devarim shebalev, it's in his heart. And therefore, according to the halakha, devarim shebalev has no value against what he said, or what he did, his actions. His actions, he sold the field. Now you want to come along now and say, well, listen, I only sold it with a stipulation, but you didn't stipulate. That was in your heart, that stipulation. You sold it. And therefore you want to say now, well, I only did it because I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. I know I can't go to Eretz Yisrael for whatever reasons. I want my field back. He wants to nullify the sale. But Gemara says, no, it's not going to work. Minalei Ravaha, how does Rava know this rule? So look at the bottom, Rashi. Ubeidna dezavin lo amar. Da'adata lemesak bezavinah. He didn't say anything at the time of the sale. De'ilu parish b'sha'at mechira. Da'adata lemesak bezavinah. If he would have stipulated at the time of the sale, and he would have said, I'm selling the field to you with kavanah because I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. Lo avazvinah. Then already, if he wasn't able to move because of an onus, the sale would be nullified and get his field back. Why? Which means he didn't sell the field that it should come out that if he doesn't move to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to remain without karka. He needs to live somewhere. But since he didn't stipulate that, he didn't say, I'm selling the field because I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. So then already, all you have was what's called Devarim Shebalev. I'm going to repeat again. If the guy stipulated and said, I'm selling you this field because I'm moving to Israel, all he has to do is say that, according to Rashi, that already gives him an out. If he doesn't move to Eretz Yisrael, he can say, listen, I told you I'm only selling it because I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. And now that I'm not moving to Eretz Yisrael, what do you expect me to live here without a field? Live here homeless? Therefore you can get the field back. That's called Anan Sahadeh. That we can assume very clearly that that's what he meant. Because when he said he's moving to Eretz Yisrael, it's a clear assumption that he means that if the thing, if he can't move to Eretz Yisrael, if it doesn't work out, he wants to come back and retract on the field and get the field back. That's clear. But when he doesn't say anything, when he just goes to a guy and says, I'm selling you my field, he gives him the field, he takes the money, and goodbye, then already you can't come later on and say, well, listen, my kavanah was to move to Eretz Yisrael and so on. You didn't say anything. It's called Devarim Shebalev. Devarim Shebalev, Enam Devarim. Those do not count those things in the heart. Therefore, he cannot retract on the field. So the Gemara says, how does he know it? Ilema me'aditna. Maybe he knows it from a Mishnah. Over there, the Mishnah is talking about somebody that brings a Korban Ola. So the Torah says, when he brings the Korban Ola, Zachar Tamim Yakribenu. Right? You have to bring it, and it says, you bring it Lirtzono, that you have to bring it willingly. So the Gemara says, Yakriv Oto. First, the Pasuk says that he has to sacrifice the Korban Ola, Melamed. That if a person, let's say, made a vow to bring a Korban Ola, Kofin Oto, which means they force him to bring the korban. Kofinotor, they force him. Yachol, Baal Korho. Can they force him against his will? Tamud Lomar, Lirtzono. Well, it's got to be willingly, the Pasuk says. Ha, Ketzad. How could you force a guy against his will? Or how could you force a guy and he brings it willingly? If you're forcing him, it's not willingly. So, Kofinotor, Achiomar, Rotse Ani. You force him until he says, I want to bring it. So, Gemara says, Ve'amai. And what do you mean? How does that work? In his heart, he doesn't want. Which is, even though you're beating him up, and his verbally he says, okay, I'll bring it. But in his heart, he really doesn't want to bring it. He's only bringing it because you're forcing him. Must be because that what he's saying in his heart, that he doesn't want to bring it, that's only in his heart. Things in his heart means nothing. The main thing is what he says verbally. So when he says, okay, I'll bring it, I don't care what he says in his heart. Oh, so you see what? Gemara says, no. Maybe over there is different. You can bring no proof. Again, it's a clear assumption when he says he wants to bring it. You could assume that he really wants to bring it because he wants the kapara. And therefore, you could assume that his heart is also into bringing the korban. That's a little different. There, it's an assumption that you can take for granted. That's called an anan sahadeh. Anan sahadeh means it's taken for granted, it's obvious that that's what his kavanah is. And therefore, since he wants the kapara, you have no ra'ayah to a regular case of devarim, shebalev, enam devarim. Ela mesefa. I bring it from the sefa. Vechen ata motze begite nashim. You find a similar concept by a get. Right? You're giving a lady a get. So what's the deen? It says, let's say the guy doesn't want to give it. He doesn't want to give his wife a get. Kofin oto. You force him. Achi omar rotze ani. You force him until he says, okay, I want to give it. Ve'amai. What are you talking? How could it be good? Which means we know a get has to be given middato. You can't give a get against the will of the husband. So you can force him until he says, okay, I'll give it. What do you mean? But in his heart, we know he doesn't want to give it. He's only giving because he's getting forced. Must be because we're saying that it's devarim shebalev. That one he doesn't want to give the get. It's only in his heart. Never, you don't go after his heart. You go after what he's saying. He's saying he wants to give the get. He was no vidil mashani atam. Maybe over there is different as well. Mishum de mitzvah lishmoa devre hachamim. Which means, hachamim are telling him to give the get. So you can assume once already the hachamim are pressuring him, the guy wants to give the get because it's a mitzvah to really listen to the hachamim that are telling him to give the get. And if we have no raya to a regular case where a guy says one thing in his heart, is something else. If you have a clear assumption that you could assume, either because you know he wants kapara like by the korban or mitzvah l'shmo devarim hachamim, fine. But in a regular case, how do you know devarim shebalev enam devarim elam arav Yosef me'acha from Mishnah later on? The mekadesh et ha'isha. Right, guy marries a lady. Mekadushin, no conditions. He gave her kesef are at mekadeshet li amar. And then what does he say? Kasabur eiti shehi kohenet. I thought she was a kohenet. Varei levia, or the opposite. Levia v'nimset kohenet. Aniya varei ashira. I thought she was poor, and indeed she's rich. Ashira varei aniya, or the opposite. I thought she's rich, and she is poor. Mekudeshet kedushin is a kedushin mepene shelo hitatu. Because she did not trick him. She did not mislead him. She didn't say anything. He was under the assumption that what? She's one thing or another. And it wasn't like, what wasn't so. And it says, Mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, Ve'amai. Why is it Mekudeshet? Even though she didn't trick him, she didn't mislead him. Haka Amar Kasavur Aiti. Listen, he's saying, this is what I thought. I thought this and it's not like that. It must be that you don't go what's in his heart. Bottom line, he said that ethnically. He didn't make any stipulations. So why in his heart? He was thinking that she's rich or she's really poor and whatever it may be. We don't go what's in his heart. Gemara says, Amad Abaye, no proof. Dilma Shani Hatam Dilechumra. Over there could be, I'm going to say, that we don't say Devarim Shebalev. Because over there, it's going to be stringent. By not saying Devarim Shebalev, I'm going to be mahmir to say what? That she's considered married, nafka mina, that she's going to need a get from this guy. Or if she wants to marry somebody else, she's going to need a get from the first guy. Which means, lechumra, look at that sheet. Shani atam lechumra, fourth line. Kelomar, ikad memar dehadetan mikodesh lechumra, kamar. Shena muteret leachayr belogit. She's not mutat to marry somebody else that she gets to get from the first guy. But kedushin giburim lo avu. But it's not considered a full kedushin. Nafka mina, if she accepted a kedushin from another guy, those kedushin are going to be hal also, because maybe she's not married to this first guy. If somebody else gave her a kedushin, she would need a gift from both people. She would give from the first guy and the second guy. Which means maybe lechumra we say devarim shebalev enam devarim, but not lekula. In our case, it's talking about a guy sold a piece of land, and now you want to give him a chance to back out on the land. Because he says, my covenant was to move to Israel, now I can't move. No, maybe you only say the chumrah, that you mahmir, to make it a kiddushin, to consider her married, and so on. But who says you say it's tam? Ela amar abaye be'acha. We have another ayah. Based on our end of the Mishnah on Mepted. Bechulam, in all the cases over here, where let's say a guy marries a lady, and he's under the assumption she's one thing, and it came out it's not so. Right? Right? All these cases now, Mishnah. The Mishnah's cases were Amenat She'ani Kohen, Venimsa Levi. I'm reading the Mishnah. Levi, Venimsa Kohen, Natin, Venimsa Mabzir, Mabzir, Venimsa Natin, Benair, Venimsa Benkrach, Benkrach, Venimsa Benair, Amenat She'beti Karov Lemelchat, Sanachok. Which is all these cases over there where he's told the lady, I am this, and then came out that what, he was really something else. So he said over here, Afal pi she'amra, even if she says, Bilibi ayar yitkadesh lo afal pichen, says, listen, my kavanah was to marry you nonetheless. She, the guy said, I'm marrying Alminat, and I live next to the bathhouse. Oh, so she accepted the kiddushin. Then it was found that he doesn't live next to the bathhouse. So the Mishnah says, it's not Mekudeshet. Even if she comes along and says, nah, it didn't bother me, I would have married him anyway. Oh, Amai Haka Amra Bidi Biaya. Why shouldn't they be Mekudeshet? She's saying, in my heart, I was intending to marry him. Nonetheless, Ela must be, because Devarim Shebalev, Enam Devarim. And therefore, we don't care what is in our heart. So that's the proof. Gemara says, "V'dilma shani atam techevan de'atne." Since the guy said it beferush, "Hare at mekudeshet li almenat," that I live next to the bathhouse, for example, "laf kol kemina de'akra la litnae." We don't believe her to come along and say all of a sudden, "Well, I didn't care. I would have married him anyway." So how can we say anything at the time of the condition? When the guy stipulated, you nodded your head. He accepted the condition. Now all of a sudden, after the fact, when you find that it's not so, you're going to come along now and say, oh yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't care. Even if he didn't have this stipulation, I would have married him anyway. No good. Which means, maybe I'll tell you, Devarim Shebalev cannot go after a Beferu stipulation. But how do you know that maybe Devarim Shebalev will be something when there was Tam? Like this guy over here, he sold the field. He didn't say anything. Oh, so when Devarim Shebalev, and now all of a sudden he comes along later and says, oh, you know, I only sold it because I wanted to move to Israel, and now I can't move. And he didn't stipulate anything at the time of the sale. Maybe then we'll say, Devarim Shebalev is something. You're only proving from this Mishnah that Devarim Shebalev, Enam Devarim, in a case where she heard his Beferush condition. Now she wants to come later on and said, I would have married him anyway. Now, that we don't believe you, to go against something that you heard beferush. But how do you know in a regular case, Devarim Shebalev and Devarim? Ela Marav Chaya Bar Avin, Uvda Vav Rav Chizda. There was a story in the Bet Midrash of Rav Chizda.
Rav Chasda be Ravuna. So Rav Chasda went to the Beit Midrash of Ravuna to see what the story is. And they ruled from the following Mishnah in Masechet Me'ilah. Ha'omer Shlucho. Guy tells his Shaliach, Have li min halon o min deluskema. Do me a favor, bring me money that's in my wallet, that's either on the windowsill or in the deluskema, it's in the basket. The shaliach went, he took the money, and he bought stuff for the Baal HaBayit. Now, there were two wallets over there. One wallet had regular money, and one wallet had money of Egdish. Vevilo. And what? He brought him the money of Ekdesh and he bought him stuff. So the Shaliach took the money of Ekdesh and bought items for the Baal HaBayit. Afal pi shamar Baal HaBayit. Lo haya bilibi ela al zeh. The Baal HaBayit comes and says, no, what are you talking? I didn't mean that one. Amar, I meant the other one. Not the Ekdesh money. Kevan shevi lo mizeh. Doesn't matter. Once already the Shaliach executed the Shlichut, Baal HaBayit Ma'al. It's considered that the Baal HaBayit has committed Me'ilah, and therefore he's hayav to pay Keren, he has to pay principal, and he has to pay a Chomesh as well, a fifth, and he has to bring a Korban Hashem, because bottom line, you told the guy, go take the money over there. You didn't stipulate anything, you took the money. And we have a law by Me'ilah, that when the Shaliach executes the Baal HaBayit, it's going to be hayav. V'amai hakamar bilibi. What are you talking? The guy said bilibi in my heart. I didn't mean that one. I meant the other one. Who told him to take that one? The one on the right. I meant to take the one on the left. Doesn't matter. Edalav mishum namrinat devarim shebalev enam devarim. Yeah, because we don't care what you said. Bottom line, you said take from the windowsill, and now all of a sudden you want to come along and say no, but I meant the other one. I meant the one on the side. You can't change your words now based on what you were thinking in your heart. So Gemara says, "V'dil mashaniat, dil miftar nafshem korban kate." I'll tell you, but there is a reason why we don't believe in what he says in his heart, because he's trying to exempt himself from bringing a korban me'ilah. Therefore, he's lying. And of course, he knows he has to bring a korban now. He don't want to bring a korban. So therefore, we don't accept his devarim shebalev in a case where he has a reason. In this case over here, he has a reason to lie. He doesn't want to make a korban. But in the case before, listen, the guy tried to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't fooling around the guy. The guy tried to go to Eretz Yisrael. Didn't work out. So we see the guy's not a trickster. It didn't work out, and then maybe you can believe him. But he said, listen, I only sold it to you because I wanted to move to Israel. Now I can't move. But here, there's a reason for him to lie and say, oh, I meant you should take that one. Of course he's going to say that. He wants to get off the hook. So Gemara says, man, if he wants to get off the hook, he had another thing he could have said. Havel el memar mezidava. He could have said, I told it to him on purpose. He could have told him another ta'ana. He could have said, listen, if he wants to get off the hook, he could have said, listen, I knew there was Hekdesh in there, and I told the Shliya on purpose, go take those items, because the law is, if a person commits me'ilah b'mezid, there's no korban. So since he had another ta'ana, it's called a migo. Since migo, he could have said, I was a mezid, and there's no me'ilah b'mezid with the korban. So Tov, you should believe him when he said, devarim shebalev, that I didn't mean it. So Gemara says, no, that's not a migo. Lo avid inish dem shaven nafsher eshi'ah. A person is not going to make himself a rasha. We don't give a guy a migo and say, well, since he could have said I was a mezid, that's not a ta'ana. The guy's not going to make himself a rasha that he was a mezid, that he didn't be mezid. That's not a claim that's even acceptable that we could assume that a person would say. A person would not make himself a rasha. Oh, so we're back to the story. We're coming along and saying that really, I'll tell you the reason why Devarim Shmulev is not Devarim is why? Because he's trying to exempt himself from a korban. That's the reason why over there you don't believe him. But maybe in a regular case, the Devarim Shmulev is Devarim. So Gemara says, Havi no ma. No, he could add another claim. He could have said Nizkarti. He could have said, no, I remembered after the guy took the money and was in the market, I remembered already that item was Hekdesh. And the law is, Ditanya, Nizkar Baal HaBayit, if the Baal HaBayit remembered before the Shaliach spent the money, Fedon Nizkar Shaliach, the Shaliach did not remember Shaliach Ma'al. The Shaliach is considered to making Me'ilah, the Baal HaBayit is Patur. And therefore, could be,
could be, we'll believe him in this case over here. Could be in this case, since he had a better ta'ana, if he wanted to get off the korban, he could have said, Niskarti, I remember. So therefore, when he says, in my heart, I meant him to take that one, could be in that case, Devarim Shebalev will believe him, only because he had a better ta'ana. Oh, so what do you see from over here? You see from over here that Devarim Shebalev enam Devarim, which means, even though he had a good ta'ana, even though if he wanted to get off, he could have said Niskarti, and still we say what? We say that if he comes along and says, I didn't mean you to take that one, I meant you to take the other one. Who told you to take the one of Egdesh? Oh, but you didn't say that. Oh, we say he's not Ne'emam. Why could Devarim Shebalev enam Devarim? Even though we could say he could have had a better ta'ana, he could have said Niskarti, still, since it was in his heart, what he said in his heart, he is not believed. Which is, if he would have said verbally on Niskarti, okay, that's another story. But if he's just coming in my heart, I meant you to take the other one. So therefore, it's still not good. So you see what? So again, the final proof that we're bringing over here is from a case of a guy that told the Shaliach, go take the money that's on the windowsill and go buy me something. He went, he took it, he had to take the Egdish stuff. I took the Egdish stuff, so Balabayit Ma'al. Even though later on he came along and said, no, Billy B, I want you to take the other one. I didn't want you to take that one. In my heart, I was taking the other one. Right? Also, we say, no, maybe he was trying to get, maybe the only reason why he's not believed, because he has an interest. He wants to lie, because he wants to get off a korban. Now, if he wanted to get off a korban, he could have said something else. He could have said, Niskarti. Oh, that's if he wanted to get off the korban. Nah, he didn't say that. He just said in his heart, and therefore we say, what? He's not believed. Shtas says, we don't accept the sta'ana, because it's Devarim Shebalev. So we have a ra'aya, Devarim Shebalev. There was a guy who sold his property with Kavanah in order to move to Eretz Yisrael. Salik, he went. Velo idarle. What happened? It wasn't Matzliah. Wasn't able to live there. So he came back. We came back to his place. He wanted to get his field back. He wanted to nullify the sale. Amarava called the Salik Adatale Medaru. When a guy goes to Eretz Yisrael and he sells his property, the kavanah is because he wants to live there. Ve'halo iddarle, and the guy wasn't matzliyah, and therefore the guy is rashai to mevatel the kinyan and get his money back and get his field back. Ika de amre. Yeah, because that case over there was clear that he sold it at the time. He said, I'm selling it al dat to move to Eretz Yisrael. That already, it's a different case. That's not Devarim Shebalev. He told the guy, I'm selling you the field with Kavanah to move to Eretz Yisrael. So what? He moved. Yeah, but he wasn't able to live there. So Rava says, when a guy says moving means he's moving to live there. But the guy ended up living there. The guy came back, he could nullify the sale. He got the Amre Adata Lemesak. Yeah. He sold it with Kavanah to go to Eretz Yisrael. Beha Salikle. And he went. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but he wasn't able to live there. He wasn't Matzliach to live there. Not our problem. You sold it with a stipulation that what? I'm selling you the field with Kavanah to move to Eretz Yisrael. And you moved. Finish. The sale is binding. So we have two shitot over there. Two ways of looking at it. First way says no. He sold it with Kavanah to live there. And even though he said, I'm selling you a field with Kavanah to move to Israel. Well, so he moved. Yeah, but he wasn't able to live there. Oh, you can nullify the sale. Second, she tells him, no. He moved. Finished. He came back. Sorry. Sale is a sale. How gavrad is abinun and isayad atal amesak la yisrael? A guy, he sold his properties with Kavanah to move to Eretz Yisrael. He told him at the time of the sale, he spoke it out. Lesof lo salik. At the end, he wasn't able to go up to Eretz Yisrael and he wants to nullify the sale. Amar of Asher. Iba'e salik. Which means, if he really wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he would go up. And therefore,
since it's in his control to go up, and he's not going up, so therefore he cannot bevatel the yesel. Again, if he wants, he should go up. That he's not going to Israel. That's his problem. So therefore he cannot bevatel. Which means if he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, would he not go up? What do you mean? If he was able to go up, you think he wouldn't go up? Which means, what's stopping him? If he wants to go, lo salik, what? He can't. Is something stopping him from going up? So it sounds like it's the same thing. Bottom line, it's saying, what's stopping him from going up to Eretz Yisrael? Therefore, the sale is final, and therefore you cannot mevatel the sale. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two neshonot? Iba'e salik, iba'e lo salik. So the Gemara says, ika benayu, de'et yelid unsa be'orcha. The nafka mina between the two neshonot is in the case where the guy started to go to Eretz Yisrael. He started to go up. And what happened on the derech, on the way up, there was a certain onus. For example, there was robbers on the derech, on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Now, if the guy wants to be courageous and, fight and go up, if he wants, it's in his control. He's scared, so he turned around. But if he wants to, we could have went. And if according to the first Lashon says what? First Lashon says, Iba'e Salik. Listen, if he really wanted to go up, he could go up. Don't give me robbers and things like that. Therefore, you on your own turned back. You turned back, you can't back out on the sale. However, according to the second Shita, the sale is only going to be a sale if there's no excruciating circumstances. However, over here, in this case over here, there was some stopping him over here. So the second Shita is Iba'eh lo salik, which means if he was able to, you think he wouldn't go up? He wasn't able to over here because of there's robbers on the road. So therefore, there's an outside cause that caused him to come back. And therefore, if it was him that he decided to stay back, you're right, it was his fault. But Shaken over here with his outside reasons, so therefore he can come and mevatel the sale. Good. Even though he could have went if he wants to fight the robbers with Torah and things like that, but we don't say that. Okay, so that's enough coming up between the two reasons. We went up to Eretz Yisrael, and there was an outside reason that caused him to come back. The first Shita says, keep on going. If you really wanted to go, you'd go. Therefore, you can't back out on the sale. Second Shita says, no. He would go if there's no outside causes. But since over here it's a Torah for him to get there, he can back out. Ha'omer l'shlucho, Mishnah. Ha'omer l'shlucho, say, mekadesh li isha pedonit b'makom pedoni. Go, mekadesh me a lady, she's in this place. Ve'alach, mekadesha b'makom afer, and the shliach went, and was mekadesha in a different place. Ena mekudeshet. Because the shliach did not fulfill the instructions. Harehi b'makom ploni. Or if he just said, she is in this place, v'kedesha b'makom acher, and the shaliach gave kedushin in a different place, harezo mekudeshet. Then the kedushin is a kedushin. Because then I'm going to tell you, he was just giving him a location. He wasn't saying, v'davka, I want you to mekadesh in this place. He was just trying to help out the shaliach. You know, she's in that place. Okay, well, she's not in that place. Okay, give it somewhere else. Mashiach, when he clearly stipulates, give it to her in this place, he is makpid. Utnan nameh gemara. We learned also in Masechet Gittin. Gabe Gittin. Ha'omer, a guy tells a shaliach, tenu get ze l'ishti b'makom ploni. Now give this get to my wife in this place. V'natnu la b'makom, and he gave it to her in a different place. Pasul. Harei b'makom ploni. No, she's in this place. V'natnu la b'makom, and he gave it in a different place. Kasher. So the same mahlokat that we have by Kedushin, we have by Gittin. Utslicha. You need two mishnayot, one by Kedushin and one by Gittin. Diyash me'in and gabe Kedushin. If you just told me the law by Kedushin, b'mekom de lekorba ka'ate, in a place where he's trying to marry a lady, which means he wants to get close to her, and therefore he wants her to find favor in his eyes, he wants her to like him, so therefore his makpid, the Kedushin is done in a certain place. Go give the kitushin in this place. Why is he so makpid? Because he knows in that place they like him. They're not going to speak about me. Therefore, give the kitushin in that place. So I know they like me. Nobody's going to speak bad about me. Tar. However, but in the other place, I don't want the kiddushin because they're going to speak bad about me, and therefore it's going to ruin my chances. So I could say maybe my kiddushin, that's considered a kippedah. By gittin, anyway, you're getting divorced. Though, what do you care where you get divorced from? What do you care what they say? Therefore, I would say, maybe I would say, I don't care if he stipulated, give her a get in that place. That doesn't mean anything. What does he care where the get is given? That's why you have to tell me the case of gittin. So if you only told me the case of gerushin, which means, to the guy, it's an embarrassment to give a get. So now he's makpid in one place, he doesn't mind. Maybe they don't know him. So therefore, he's not makpid if the get is given in place A. Because he knows he's not going to get embarrassed. But in another place, he's makpid because he doesn't want to get embarrassed. That they should know he gave a get. So therefore, could be by gittin, he's makpid. But kiddushin is a good thing. Maybe he doesn't care which place. Therefore, tzedikah, the Tana has to tell me the case of kiddushin as well. Next, Mishnah, mikadesh et aisha. A guy is mikadesh a lady al menat she'en aleha nedarim. Right? He makes a stipulation. I'm giving kiddushin to you on condition you don't have any nedarim on you. No vows. V'nimsi'u aleha nedarim, and came out there was nedarim, ena mikudeshet, because she didn't fulfill the stipulation. Kinasa setam. Let's say he married us tam without any conditions. V'nimsi'u aleha nedarim. Oh, stam, he married her, nisu'in, everything's fine, they're married, and then he finds out that she has nedarim. Tetze shelo bichtuba. Wow, the Mishnah says over here, he can come along and say, I don't want a lady that's a nedranit, that's a pigam, that's a flaw in the marriage, even though I didn't stipulate. But he has a right after, and that's a grounds for divorce, which means the kiddushin is going to be a kiddushin because he didn't stipulate. But now, after the fact, he can say, listen, I don't want such a wife, and therefore he can give a... he needs a get. However, she loses her ketubah. Now, the question is, over here, you're telling me that what? He didn't stipulate. Then he found out that she's an adrenit. So the kiddushin is a kiddushin. And therefore he needs a get. But what? She doesn't get a ketubah. Now what's the chiduk? Why when it comes to the get she needs a get? But when it comes to ketubah, no ketubah. So one of the mefarshim explains over here, it's a safek. Does a person care if a lady is an adrenit or not? What's the general attitude? So we have a safek. So therefore, I have to say safek, maybe a guy is not makpid, maybe he is makpid. So therefore, I have to say misafek, the kiddushin is going to be a kiddushin. But now when it comes to the money, you want to take money out of the husband? Prove to me that the halakha is that a person doesn't care to be to take a lady that's an adranit. When you take money out of me, you can't take money out of me misafek. The kiddushin, I mean, ma'amir. That what the kiddushin is, kiddushin, misafik. Good. So misafik, we need a get, but you cannot take money out of the guy, misafik. Al-mirach, and al-amumin. Good. I'm marrying, the guy marries the lady on the condition that what? She has no blemishes on her body. After the kiddushin, you see she has blemishes, and I'm a kiddushin. Kenasastam. They married us tam without any conditions. Then suba mumin, and then you found mumin. Tetze shelo bichtuba. He could divorce her. He does not have to pay a ketuba. Shekol a mumin a poslin bekohanim. Any mum that's posel a kohen from service poslin benashim. Then you could assume the husband is makpid on such a thing, and therefore he is exempt from paying a ketuba. Utnan namega be ketubot ki ay gavna. We have this exact mishnah in Masechet Ketubot. Same exact case, same exact Mishnah. So the question is, what do you need a Mishnah duplicated? Here in Masechet Kiddushin, the main point in the Mishnah is to tell me that when he marries our Stam, the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. Derech Agav, it tells me the law of the Ketubah. but we're not learning Masechet Ketubot now. Here, the primary purpose of the Mishnah is to tell me that when he's a Mekadesh, Hastam Kedushin is Kedushin. Over there, Hatam Ketubot, it's the Nichana. There, the main point of the Mishnah is to teach me that what? He doesn't have to pay Ketubah. Tana Kedushin, Atu Ketubot. So it just wrote the law of Kedushin over there, Derech Agav of Ketubot, which means the Mishnah is duplicated, yes, but each place is telling me its primary Hiddush. Here, the primary Hiddush of Masechet Kedushin is the law of Kedushin. Ketubah is written Derech Agav. Over there, Masechet Ketubot, the Hiddush of the Mishnah is Ketubot. He's patur from the Ketubah. Derech Agav writes that the Kedushin is a Kedushin. Comes the next Mishnah. HaMekadesh Shete Nashim. Okay, there's no issue for the Torah to marry two wives. The guy is Mekadesh, two wives. Beshave Peruta. But he discounted. He gave one Peruta to both. Which means, each lady is really Mekadesh with half a Peruta. Or, Isha Ahat, or one lady. One girl, he gave her. Befahot Beshave Peruta. Let's just read Peruta. Afapi Sheshalach Sevlonot. Even though he sent gifts. The normal derech was, after a person gets engaged, he sends gifts to the girl. So even though he sent sivlonot gifts, le'achar mikan, ena mekudeshet. We don't say that it's a kedushin, shemachmat kedushin harishonim shalach. Because we assume that the first money that he gave his kavanah was for kedushin. And these gifts, he's not sending the shem kedushin. These are gifts that he's sending because he thinks he's married already. He thinks he's mekudeshet. So these are gifts. He didn't send the shem kedushin. Okay, so therefore, you cannot consider the gifts that are being sent as a kiddushin. He's relying on what he gave her initially, and he didn't give her anything initially. He gave her less than a shavet peruta. Katan shekiddush. You have a katan. Maase katan is nothing. Therefore, katan sends gives a kiddushin to a lady, and then when he got older, when he got became a gadol, he sent her siblonot. He sent her gifts. No kiddushin. We don't say that the siblonot that he sent when he became a gadol is not a new kiddushin. We say no. The siblonot that he sent later on when he became a gadol, that's because he's relying on what he did when he's a katan. What he did a katan is nothing. So therefore, no kiddushin. Now the Gemara begins. Utslicha. We need all these cases, which means we have three cases of siblonot. We have a case where a guy married two ladies with a shavet peruta, one lady with less than a shavet peruta, or a katan that God gave Kiddushin. In all these cases, the Sivlonot that are sent afterwards are not considered Kiddushin. If you gave me the first case where a guy married two girls, two ladies with a Shaveh Peruta, since he spent a Peruta, so in the guy's brain, that's why he assumes that the Kiddushin was a Kiddushin, because he spent out of pocket, it was a Peruta. Therefore, when he says the Sivlonot, he's not having Kavanah for Kiddushin. He thinks already the Kiddushin was done initially. But when he marries one girl with less than a Shaveh Peruta, he knows that maybe you can't have a Kaddish later with less than a Shaveh Peruta. When he sends the Sivlonot afterwards, the Kiddushin Kamishadir. Maybe his Kavanah with the Sivlonot in that case is to give a new kiddushin, therefore maybe she is mekudeshet. That's what comes tells me. No, even in that case, v'yashmi'ina nani tart. If he gave me the first two cases, meshum deben peruta lefachon meshave peruta lo kim lu leinche, because a person is not makpid between a shave peruta and less than a shave peruta. But money, he gave the lady money. He gave her money, thinks she's mekudeshet. Therefore, I'll say in both cases, whether it's the first case where he gave two ladies a shave peruta, or the second case where he gave her less than a shave peruta, bottom line, he gave her some money, so he thinks she's mekudeshet. He's not makpid between a shave peruta and less than a shave peruta. Therefore, when he says sivlonot, it's nothing. However, aval katan shekiddush, hakol yodeim she'en kiddushe katan klum. Everybody knows that maaseh katan is nothing. And therefore, I would have thought, adata de kedushe kamishadar, that maybe he's sending the sivlonot when he gets older for the sake of kedushin. Kamashmalan, even in that case, that what? That the sivlonot that are sent after are not for the sake of kedushin, and therefore, en hamikudesh in all three cases. Itmar, Ravuna Amar. Okay, what's the case of Ravuna? So that she tells us what's the case of Ravuna. Before we even read it, He doesn't really tell us the case. So we have to read the Rashi. So he learns the case is like this. You have a fellow that what? A lady accepted that she's going to marry him. So what did he do? Before the Kiddushin, he sent her siblonot. He sent her gifts from your lady. They're going out together, whatever it is, and she accepts upon herself, okay, I'll marry you. Oh, so what happens? So he sends her siblonot. Hosheshim le siblonot. You have to hoshesh if he sends those siblonot, those gifts, that maybe he's sending them for the sake of Kiddushin. Nafkamina, that if she now wants to get married to somebody else, she's going to need a gift from the first guy. V'chen amar Abba hosheshim le siblonot. See, in this case over here, he didn't give her a Kiddushin yet. He's just sending a siblonot. They're talking about getting married, sends a siblonot. And she accepted the siblonot. You have to assume that maybe those siblonot were sent for the sake of Kiddushin, therefore she needs a get. Amar Abba. Umudbina nashmatin. But we brought a question from what we just learned in our Mishnah. Afal pi sheshalach siblonot le'achar mikan ena mekudeshet. We see clearly in our Mishnah that when you send siblonot, the guy's kavanah is not for kiddushin. Amishnah clearly said that you don't go with the siblonot. And hey, Rabuna and Rabba, tell me that you have to be concerned about the siblonot. So Abaye answers simply. There we explain the reason in the Mishnah. Because already he gave her shavei peruta in the case of the Mishnah, or he gave her money. Therefore, he's assuming that the first kiddushin was already hal. Therefore, when he sends siblonot, the kavanah just to send her gifts. But here, he didn't give her anything yet. Therefore, could be his kavanah is that the siblonot should be the kiddushin itself. Which means that there's a big difference between our Mishnah and the case of Rabbah and Rabuna. And therefore, you can ask a question. He got the amre, amar Rabba, mina amina la. Rabba said, when a guy sends siblonot to a lady, you have to be choshesh to the siblonot. How do I know this? Because I learned it from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said the only reason why siblonot are no good, shemach mat kedushin yishunim shalach. Which means in a case over there, he makes a mistake where he gave the girl money already, so I think she's mikudesha. So then the siblonot that he sent is no good. But in a regular case where he sent the siblonot without a ma'asik kedushin that precedes it, havu kedushin. Good. So Rika Damni is saying the same thing like the first, just speaking it out. Now, Abaye argued on Rabbah. According to this Lashon, Abaye is saying like this. Lo mebayak, no, I know you have no idea from our Mishnah. I can say like this. Lo mebayak be'alma, telo nachet to ha-kedushin kelal, which means, the Mishnah is saying like this. I don't have to tell you in a case where he didn't give money first, for sure, they're not even discussing kedushin. They're for sure, I'll tell you the siblonot are nothing. Ela afilu acha, tenachet Torah kedushin. I'll say, even in the case where, let's say, he gave her money, which is already entering the subject of kedushin, maybe I would say the siblonot are considered for kedushin. Havu kedushin kamashma alam. Abaye says that our Mishnah is telling you a bigger kedushin. You know, I don't have to tell you in a case where the guy never gave her anything and he just sends her a gift. That's for sure nothing. Even in our case of the Mishnah, where he sent and gave her money for a kedushin already, so he already started the process. Then I could argue that maybe the siblonot are something for kedushin for peruta. Kamashman, even in that case, no. So Abaye argues and says, no matter when the siblonot are given, the kedushin are not based on the gifts. Comes again and says, "Maya viyala." Okay, baskana. When a guy sends, he's going out with a girl and he sends her gifts, which happens all the time. What's the deen? How do you look at those gifts? So give us Amar, because comes out with a machluk and a bayin naba. How do you posek? Amar, Rab Papa explains. Batrad mekache vadan misable hashinan. In a place where the custom is, where they make kiddushin first, and then they send gifts, then already you have to be choshesh. However, in a place where they send gifts, then kiddushin, lo haishinan. Which means, if the custom in a place is to give kiddushin before gifts, so then you have to assume that these gifts that were sent are for kiddushin. Because the custom is kiddushin, then gifts. So therefore that item that was sent is l'shem kiddushin. However, if the custom is to send gifts before the kiddushin, so these gifts that were sent are for gifts, then they're not for kiddushin. So therefore it depends on the custom and the minhag of the place. So the Gemara says, if you tell me that everybody has the custom to give kiddushin and then sevlonot, peshita, it's pashut. That what? That you have to be choshesh that these sevlonot are for kiddushin. Yeah, what's the chadush over here? If you tell me that the custom is in the place, that everybody sends kiddushin and then siblonot, so when a guy sends siblonot, or sends gifts, you got to assume that that's his kiddushin, because the custom is to do kiddushin first. Well, what's the chadush? Hadush is because we're talking about the majority. It's a place where the majority give kedushin first, then gifts. And the minority gives gifts and then kedushin. Maybe I would suspect to the minority. Maybe this guy's part of the minority. Well, he's sending gifts first. You have to follow the majority. That this guy's probably from the majority, and therefore you have to assume that he's giving the kedushin. Therefore, you have to be chosen for the kedushin. Good. Question. Okay, you found the shtar ketubah. You found the ketubah in the marketplace. What does it say in the ketubah? So-and-so got married to so-and-so. And you have a whole document of ketubah, whatever ketubah is, with all the names and everything. Now, the question is the ketubah enough proof to say that the names in the ketubah of those people that they considered married, enough kamina, that she would need a get if she wants to get married to somebody else? Is a ketubah considered a proof of marriage? What are you talking about? Well, just because you have a ketubah in the shuk, that means she's a married lady? Because who said maybe they wrote the ketubah first? Like we do in our weddings, don't we write the ketubah first? Maybe they never ended up getting married. Who told you just because you found the ketubah means that they're married? So that's the Rava's answer. Maya Viala, what's the maskana regarding that halakha? Amar Rav Ashi, Bata, the Mikachev Adar Katve Ketubah Hashinan. Right. So it depends on the place. In the place where they make Kiddushin first, then they write a Ketubah. So by seeing a Ketubah, you could assume that there was a Kiddushin beforehand. However, Katve Adar Mikachev, but in the place where they write the Ketubah, then they do the Kiddushin. No Hashinan. Therefore, you don't have to assume that there was a Kiddushin over here. The Ketubah doesn't prove anything. And therefore, she's mutated to the second guy. It depends on what the minhag of the place is. So comes again what Aaron says. Mikadshe v'adar kadve peshita. Again, if you tell me that the custom in the place is to write kiddushin, and then they write the ketubah, so v'adai, if you see a ketubah, v'adai, you know she was married first. Peshita, that she's considered eshetish. Because the ketubah was only written after the kiddushin. Lo tzedicha delo shchicha safra. Now the case is talking about that it's a place where there's not always a sofer around to write a ketubah. Ma'u detema safrau de'itrameh. I can assume that what? Since it's from a place that there's not always a sofer around, so could be, I'll say, when the sofer came to town, so the guy says, you know what? Even though the custom in this place over here is to give kiddushin first and then write the ketubah, but you know what? I might not catch the sofer again. He's leaving. He doesn't come around so often. So maybe I have to insist that this guy over here wrote the ketubah without a kiddushin, because he just wants to catch the sofer. Therefore, kamash ma'alan, that's what comes and teaches me. We don't say that. Ela, we say that what? We go according to the minhag aragil, the normal custom in the place. And since the normal custom in the place is that you write a ketubah only after kiddushin, therefore, you have to assume that that's what happened over there. Therefore, she's considered eshet ish. Therefore, she's going to need a get. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.